PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. During President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress last night, a Democrat had to be removed. Texas Representative Al Green refused to sit down during Trump's speech and was yelling something at the president before he was escorted out.
Finding that members continue to engage in willful and concerted disruption of proper decorum, the chair now directs the sergeant at arms to restore order. Remove this gentleman from the chamber.
Republicans tried to drown him out by chanting USA. A dolphin found stranded in a creek in Monmouth Beach on Tuesday has been euthanized. According to the Marine Mammal Stranding Center, the dolphin was weak and lethargic with lesions on multiple parts of its body. It was euthanized to prevent further suffering. It's the first reported dolphin stranding of 2025 in the Garden State. State police want the public's help in another awful case of animal cruelty.
State police troopers were called to a maintenance yard along the parkway in Monmouth County late Thursday morning. Workers had found four large dog food bags along the highway near a marshy area in Aberdeen. Inside were four dead pit bull mixes. Police say the dogs had suffered injuries consistent with dog fighting. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now the Ru Insurance Business Report. The IRS is drafting plans to try and cut its workforce of roughly 90,000 people in half. The Associated Press says the information comes from two people familiar with the situation who are not authorized to speak on it publicly. The former commissioner of the IRS, John Kosakin, would say that a reduction of tens of thousands of employees would render the IRS, quote, dysfunctional. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 485 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Ru Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit ruinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And will the storms go away? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. After strong thunderstorms rolled through New Jersey through this evening, temperatures will take another tumble on a brisk, chilly wind tomorrow. Get ready for another weather roller coaster ride. Now, our biggest concern over the next few hours, heavy rain and gusty winds, lots of lightning possible too. And then rain will taper off later this evening with lingering showers and fog possible overnight. Lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, a blustery day. You're going to feel that wind. Temperatures are going to fall from the lower 50s in the morning into the 40s by late afternoon. And Friday, things settle down. It'll be sunny, breezy, and seasonable. Highs in the upper 40s. Mid-40s this weekend. There could be a brief shower Saturday morning. Otherwise, we'll see partial sunshine for the rest of Saturday and Sunday, too. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Union 53 degrees, Long Branch 47, Vineland 56. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation. Whether you're an elite athlete or just someone struggling with pain, Dr. Jody Serra at the Center for Natural Health and Rehabilitation cares about improving the function of your body. Go to lesspainbetterhealth.com to learn more.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.